welcome to the Caregiver's Toolbox, tools for everyday caregiving. We provide education and information on senior care topics. Here's your host, Ryan McInniff.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Caregiver's Toolbox, Tools for Everyday Caregiving. My name is Ryan McInniff. I am here with Janet, and today we're talking about the five things you need to know about transportation services. So, transportation services are just what they sound, where we can help somebody get to where they need to go for appointments and visits with family and things like that. And there are kind of five things that we thought you should need to know about that, because transportation services also can kind of be the introduction to private home care, right? Everybody dreads that initial conversation of, "Mom, Dad, no more keys to the car anymore." Yeah. And that independence goes away. And depending on how they take it or don't take it well, you know, that's a whole nother subject that I think we've discussed before. But then it's like, well, how does my mom or dad, you know, keep their independence? So we get calls for transportation services from individuals. So there are five things we thought you should know about it. And the first thing you should know about is we can use either car, meaning we can use the caregiver's car or we can use the client's car, meaning your parents' car. So Jana, what do you think the pros and cons for those are with using one car over another?
Well, number one is the comfort level of the driver. You know, some caregivers are only comfortable driving their own vehicles. And it's just like if you've ever rented a car when you've been to another city, you're like, where are the windshield wipers and where are the lights? So some people are more comfortable with that than others. And also, it often depends on the type of car, because a lot of people have SUVs and cars a little higher off the ground, but your parents have their sedan that they've had for quite some time, which is lower to the ground, so it's easier to get in and out of. So that can make a difference.
Yeah, at the end of the day, though, I think most families we deal with, they opt to have the caregiver's car be used just because more comfortable. The more comfortable you are, the less chance of an accident trying to figure out where the windshield wiper knob is or whatever it might be. So the second thing we thought you should know about transportation services when it deals with private home care companies is that it's not just a taxi service. So, you know, I'll take the reins on this one if we don't mind. We've all had good taxi drivers and bad taxi drivers. We've had the taxi driver that shows up, sees that you're going to the airport, or probably knows beforehand because you called him, let him know you were going. The gentleman's nice enough, especially if there's a lady outside trying to get into the cab, opens up the door, grabs your luggage, puts it into the back of the trunk for the lady, opens the door for her, makes sure she gets in, and then drives to the airport and does the same thing when you get out. That's very nice. I've had Uber drivers that do that, and I'm a big burly guy, and they're doing that. I've also had the Uber driver that basically kicks you out on the door on the way out. You know, you can
slows have, down, you jump
yeah,
out.
duck and roll. Let's get this over with. So you can have, you know, two different types of experiences with a taxi driver. With home care and with Minute Women, you know, you can have somebody that not only shows up, but they can help your loved one get ready for the day if they need that type of help. So, you know, if they're going to be going to an event that's important, they can help with the makeup, they can help with putting on the nice clothes and things like that, or ironing the clothes before they're put on, and then escorting them to the agency. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was good to kind of clarify, like, it's not just picking somebody up and dropping them off. You know, we were talking on a previous podcast about doctor's appointments and doing doctor's visits and taking notes. Well, you know, that's all can be part of the transportation services, mm-hmm. of bringing them to the doctor's office, taking the notes the doctor gives them, or just being there and available to help out, and then escorting them back down to the car to make sure that they're safe.
Yeah, I mean, how many times have you gone into a hospital for a doctor's visit and you feel like you're at the airport and you come in at gate 1 and the doctor's at gate 100? There's a long way to go. And you have someone that can escort them, use a wheelchair or whatever. And, you know, these people are skilled in the transfers, getting in and out of the vehicle, getting in and out of the wheelchair at the facility, and even going to the hairdresser, making sure that the person safely gets in the chair.
Absolutely. So, I mean, that's just kind of something to think about when you're trying to determine, like, the Uber versus the transportation services. Not that Uber's bad. I use it regularly. So, the third one is cost. So, you know, most companies have a flat rate cost for an hourly charge for hourly care, which is the same with what MinuteWomen does. But there is an additional cost to driving somebody around in general. You take the reins on that one.
Well, the reimbursement is a 55 cent a mile transportation. And that's like a standard business travel. If I go traveling any great distance, I get reimbursed for that. And, you know, if by chance you are using the client's car, that charge is not passed along because the maintenance and everything of the car is the owners. So, but we log where we start, where we finish, and there is that, what I think is a small cost to getting where you need to go.
So just for people that don't know, you know, the IRS has determined that about just under 55 cents a mile is the cost of driving a car. So many people don't realize that the way that you should break down how much a car costs you is per mile, not by the monthly payment. So they've determined that 55 cents covers the wear and tear on the vehicle, and it covers the insurance, and it would cover the gas used on a general vehicle. So that's what we do. That's the only additional cost that we personally pass along to people, to clients, if and only if the caregiver is driving their own vehicle for the transportation services.
The only addition to that is in the case of any doctor's appointments that are, say, at hospitals or whatever, if there are parking costs, and if a client and they insist upon having valet parking or whatever, that cost will also be passed along.
Or, you know, the Mass Pike is toll road, so if that happens, we'll obviously reimburse for that.
Exactly.
As well. And then the fourth one is distance. Distance, I mean, this could have been kind of, maybe this could have been one of them that was put on the five unusual questions we've gotten asked. Distance is kind of a gray area. Generally, I've always said, like, ideally 15 miles around where the person lives is kind of a reasonable expectation of distance. Now, granted, you know, that doesn't mean if you go 16 miles, all of a sudden, you know, it's the end of the world. We've certainly had situations where people need to drive further because of family Christmas time, Thanksgiving time, whatever holidays are going on. And we understand that. The general rule of thumb is the less time you're in the car, the less chance you're going to be in an accident. So, you know, we're here to help out with those local tasks, those local appointments and things like that. We're not, you know, taking you out to the Springfield, Massachusetts Basketball Hall of Fame kind of situation. That's a family trip that you can do with your parents on your own.
Yeah, driving out to P-Town in the summer. We've been asked to do things like that, and that's a bit beyond what we expect of our caregivers.
Exactly. So, I mean, that's just something. Now, granted, again, there's no hard, fast rule, but it's just kind of like, well, If you're thinking that it might be too far, then it probably is. You know, it's kind of one of those
that's,
things.
That's true.
And then the final one is the final one we thought we should let you know is some agencies don't provide transportation services to standalone clients. And what I mean by that is that if you're just calling up an agency and saying, "Hey, I need transportation services," there are some that will just straight up turn you down. And the reason is that they are only providing transportation services to ongoing hourly care clients. So if you're caring for somebody for 4 hours a day, 7 days a week, then they'll do transportation services for you. Mm-hmm. But they don't provide it as a standalone service.
And there are some agencies that even where they're providing care, they will not provide transportation. And if you have a caregiver through the visiting nurse, they do not provide transportation.
Yeah, so just be clear on what their policies are, because when you provide the transportation services like we do, you also have to pay for the insurance on transportation services. So some agencies might say, "Hey, listen, I'm not going to do transportation. I'm not going to buy the insurance. We're not going to do it. End of story." Some might be in the middle, like we talked about, and somebody like might like be like us at MinuteWomen, where you call us up for transportation services, we'll figure out a way to give it to you, because that's, you know, that's just kind of the way that we operate business. So there you have it, folks, the five things you need to know about transportation services. Thank you, Janet, for your insight and your opinion. And we will catch you on the next one. Thank you very much, and have yourself a great day.